Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Ken Mormon.
And how are you this morning?
I think we'll be really good, Ken.
Another beautiful day out there.
Yes, and we're going to talk about one of my favorite things that happens twice a year, and it's fall, so it's time for the fall book sale, right?
Oh, you want me to talk now?
Yes, Ken, tell us about the fall book sale at the Atlantic Public Library.
I think it should be called the all-year-long collect books.
Yes, yes.
I've been out going to people's houses, and I had a couple of invalids that asked me to come and pick up their books.
Well, that's great.
But we're getting ready for the semi-annual Friends of the Library book sale. It's next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's from 9 in the morning when they open the doors to 6 at night when they close the doors.
It's really great. It's the same as the library hours. You don't have to say, okay, now when it's open. Well, when's the library open? That's it.
We got just absolutely a ton of books. And you and I commented about this morning. You know, every year we have more and more and more books. And they're not just books. I mean, there's lots of children's books this year. Lots of youth books.
Tell the source of those.
We got a huge 49 boxes of books from the Walnut Community School. When they closed, they gave us all of their books that the kids read, not classroom books,
right?
But it's a recreational reading books for children. Well, first of all, we got a lot of children's books, which were books that mom and would read and with pictures in them and like that. And then there's the youth books, grade school type things, different. We'll try to have them broken out into different ages. And then teenage books, where basically just a story about.
Right. So it's the books from the Walnut Library. And so that's the kind of books
Walnut
they
school.
Are. Yes, the Walnut School. Thank you for putting that in there. Walnut School Library. And that said, one of the things that I usually try and help a little bit, and it's interesting to me to see who comes to buy children's books, and I think it's a really good idea. You know, grandpa, grandma, aunts, uncles, of course, moms, dads, but also, especially, new teachers are trying to build their library to use, and several times I've had teachers come, and that's great.
We welcome any teachers child care or stuff like that.
Yes.
We try to give them some extra special attention too. When people want to say, why are we doing this? And we don't want books going into the dumpster.
Right.
And we do everything we possibly can to recycle the books, whether they make money for us or they go to a nursing home where they can get some. Last year we had a bunch of romance books, and we just put them out at, I think we had three or four different nursing homes that got them, and Heritage House took a bunch, and then we had a whole bunch of Reader's Digest books.
And were some large print even maybe? I don't remember.
Large print has been very, very slow. We just haven't got, but the library this year is going to purge their large print thing.
Ooh.
So we're going to have some more large print. And I don't know anything about whether we're going to have many or not. But
right.
So we get books from people donating them, which we've already got probably 50, 75 stacks of them down there. They just bring them in all time of year. Then also the library goes through, and they have a system whereby they purge their shelves, trying to keep information that are in these books up to date, and also.
They have to do that because they run out of room. I mean, you can't keep buying new books and keeping people happy.
They spend a lot of money on new books,
yes.
And I think our library is doing an exceptional job that way, keeping things up to date. And you can see by the programs that they have throughout the year that they're way ahead of everything else. You know, they're just
the library. You know, it used to be when I was a kid. That's been a long time ago, but
a couple years ago.
Yeah, when I walked into the library, I walked in to get a book to take home.
You gotta be quiet.
and that was about all I thought about the library. Now the library has a lot of things besides books.
Computers.
Yes, and they have all these programs they're offering to keep people up to date on what's happening.
Yeah, I know they've got two different book one book club that's going out now that's very popular. That they and these are things that the Friends of the Library help sponsor. You know, they have the library gets a budget from the City of Atlantic, and there's lots of little things like chairs or ink boards that they chalk boards and stuff like that they use for signs, some tables for into the research room and stuff like that. Just little things that they crop up, and the Friends of the Library give the library board or the library librarian Natalie about once a year. Give them a couple $3,000. It kind of depends on what we make. So this depends on you, the public out there, to come in and help us spend. You can spend 25 cents, 50 cents, or a dollar for a book.
A DVD.
Or a DVD. Well, we don't have many DVDs or VCRs.
Or a VCR.
We always get just anything like this. You know, you'd be surprised what crops up.
So, yeah, for 20, somewhere, as you said, 25 cents, and those are the 50 cents for paperbacks, 25 cents for the kids' books. So think about how many kids you can make happy with a quarter a book. And the paperback's 50 and the hardback's a dollar.
Yeah.
And you can take home a whole sack. And Ken, I think other people do this too. When I take my sack of books home and I read them and then I bring them back.
Oh, yeah. We do that all the time. Yeah. In fact, we say, see you next fall or next spring. And when we bring those books back,
right.
We got people that really support us really, really well. And talk about support. The Atlantic Rotary Club is going to support a project that the library has, which is not anything to do with the Friends of the Library, but the library is going to have a memorial reading garden that they're going to prepare and landscape on the east side down the old front steps of the library. And the Atlantic Rotary is going to have their annual raffle, which is a $20 ticket that you can buy all over town. And the proceeds from that will go to the Memorial Reading Garden. So I will have...
You have tickets?
I will have at the desk when we...
Okay.
I'm the money taker at the thing. So...
And otherwise, Rotary members or... I'm guessing they're also for sale at the library desk.
The library desk has them, yep.
And so there's a lot of places you can get them. Or if you wait to go to the Rotary dinner on the 19th, you can buy them at the door there.
You betcha.
So lots of opportunities. And she's $20 a raffle ticket.
Right,
or
six for a dollar? $100.
Six for $100. So that's a bargain and a great way to support this project that's going on. And I know that Natalie, the librarian, has put the information out there so people can kind of see what the proposed garden is. And I was talking to somebody the other day about this, and some people had never been up the front steps and didn't even think about that there are those old front
I didn't know the
steps.
Door was still open.
So it's a way to, it's kind of a history thing also, you know, and kind of keeping that in mind that, yes, that was the way the library was.
And when's the sale?
When is the sale, the book sale?
I'm asking you, did you pay attention to our sale?
Yeah, Tom? I think it's the 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Good
But now let's talk a little bit about the group, the Friends of the Library. Because I think they get a special time.
They can come in later in the afternoon on Monday. We haven't pushed that a lot. Basically, the people that joined through this summer at Produce in the Park got something kind of special. They joined for the rest of this year and next year's 2017. And then they are going to be allowed in kind of an advanced thing. We're really concerned that we're not going to get the things all set up in one day. So,
But I know you have lots of volunteers.
Oh.
I mean, that's what the Friends of the Library really is. It's a volunteer group who say it's important to support the library.
That's right. And they can support the library this way. One of the two things that the Friends of the Library is making money is their dues. It's $10 for a year. If you join now, it's for 2017. Mm-hmm. And it just goes for a lot of different things. And then, of course, by buying books. So
that should make us feel good. You know, we get to kind of satisfy our need for reading books and going to the library, but we also help out all these other projects.
Get people back reading again.
Yes. Well, you know... people have not given up. Some of us still like to hold a book.
Yeah,
and
you bet.
Others hold a Kindle or something. But there are a lot of us who still like to hold a book, the real thing.
That's
so,
right.
And this is a great way to come to the sale and get a whole stack of books that you can put on your shelf and have a great time reading. So, and I know, Ken, you didn't used to be much of a reader, and you've really increased your reading.
I absolutely hated to read all through grade school, high school, college. Even if I had to read to get through college, I probably would not have succeeded. But I paid attention in class, watched everything that went on the blackboard. I knew that was going to be on the test. And my college books were not well read. They were.
You could turn those in and have somebody else buy them.
We get some reference off of them. But,
okay. We want to thank you very much, Ken Moorman, for coming in, a member and a leader in the Friends of the Library, for the fall book sale, which is
next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. Get in there and buy a book. Until next time, thank you, Ken, for coming in and reminding us about that. And we're just talking about technology. The most technologically efficient machine that man ever invented is the book.